Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
This is Father Spoon for shouldidrinkthat.com. We're down here at Construction Junction, and right now I am joined by Scott from East End Brewing.
Good morning. Or is it afternoon yet?
It's pretty close. I say afternoon. 12:25. Yeah, it's always drinking time around here. So if you could, tell us a little bit about your brewery.
Well, what do you want to know about it? I'm probably... Well, you're talking to just about the whole staff of the brewery. So Pittsburgh's microest micro, as we like to call ourselves, and I say the royal we. Been in business for the end of this year is going to be 3 years of operation. Seen a staggering amount of growth to a point where I'm running myself ragged. I've cleared up some of the equipment bottlenecks, and now it's landed on me.
It's all on you now.
Yeah, but that's a good problem to have, is to be too busy rather than sitting on my hands waiting for the phone to ring. And last year we did about 12 different beers with year-rounds and seasonals in there. This year probably be up to about 15. The new beers that are coming up are, we've got the smoked porter going now at the brewery in 1 liter swing tops. The beer that's just being released here today, like 10 minutes ago, is the Big Hop Harvest Ale this year. So it's brewed. We got 100 pounds of fresh undried hops from New York State, trucked them down here in the dead of night, and slipped them into the kettle. Did four batches of it, so we've got 35 barrels worth of that to sprinkle around the counties of western Pennsylvania. It's an interesting beer. It's about 6.5% alcohol. For a beer that really focuses on hops, it's also got a lot of malt character. So definitely give it a whirl here. And then coming up, I've got a Belgian triple that should be somewhere around 8 or 9% going into bottles. I want to do something to celebrate the third anniversary of the brewery, and what could be more appropriate? Keep the math simple, you know. So it's brewed with three types of malt, three different hops. I may use three different yeast on it. I got one going in there now. We'll see how it goes. But that's probably going to be released in November, probably during our charity open house, if I can line it up.
Okay, so since you are a one-person operation, basically, what was your inspiration to get started with all this?
Well, I'm like a lot of people who have homebrewed. You know, you make that first batch of beer, and you got that voice in the back of your head that says, hey, you know, maybe you could do this for a living. It just might work. And I'm probably just more delusional than most to listen to the voices in my head. And you know, I had a perfectly good day job that I was working for 14 years. I'm a mechanical engineer by schooling. And got to a point where I was doing less doing and more managing. And I wanted to get out from behind a desk and do something with my hands. And clearly doing something with my hands and my back and my knees and... I definitely wanted a more physical job, and I got a little more than I bargained for. But that's been eased a little bit now that I'm not delivering my own kegs. But on a day like today, when I'm humping 5 half barrels over here and lifting them up on the loading docks, gives me enough of a sobering reminder of what it used to be like. But I digress. What was the original question?
That was perfect. I don't think anyone. I thought we'd get the Sagittarius also. All right, really quick, pimp your website.
EastEndBrewing.com. You can go there and read all about the beers, read about the brewery and our sustainable brewing practices, and sign up for the newsletter.
And where are you guys located at?
Sunny downtown Homewood here in Pittsburgh's East End. We're kind of on the Homewood Point Breeze line, but there's no bar or restaurant in the place. Strictly a micro.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Coming to you from shouldidrinkthat.com beer reviews, where even if it's crap,
we drink it
so you don't have to. Right now we are at the Steel City Big Pour here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There's about 30 different breweries. There we go. I can get that word out of my mouth, along with machinery. And we just got done trying the East End Brewing. I had the Harvest Hop, Big Hop Harvest. There we go. It's a tongue twister. And Sick Puppy, what'd you have?
Fat Gary's Brown.
What'd you think of it?
Awesome. Incredible beer. It's maltier than most browns, and just a slight hint of hops to it. It's a perfect balance.
I do have to say that I'm getting very easily distracted around here because the eye candy is very nice today.
Yeah, it's a buffet.
That's the hardest thing about doing craft beer reviews is when you're looking around and like the girl in front of me has a shirt that says, "Look at my big jugs," and it's got beer on it. It's going to be a good day. All right, so we just hit East End. We're going to walk around here, see what else we can find, see who wants to talk to us, and yeah, we'll get back to you. This is Father Spoon. We are now here at the Rivertown Poorhouse here at the Construction Junction Big Brew Fest, the Steel City Big Pour. And right now I'm speaking with
Dale.
What is it that you do, Dale?
I'm a server up at the poorhouse, and I help out with the brewery from time to time.
Okay, now, how long has the brewhouse been around?
We actually just opened up here on June 11th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're fairly new.
Good photo opportunity here.
The folks from the Rivertown Inn in Verona and the Rivertown Pub and Grill on Route 30 in North Huntington, they teamed up with Andrew Maxwell and Barrett Goddard, our brewers, and they set up a brew house here in Monroeville and called it the Rivertown Poorhouse.
So I take it all these beers are your own recipes then. Are they yours? Or is there one person that came up with all these? Or?
A lot of the recipes are Andrew's, and then he teamed up with Barrett, and they're combining their recipes to put on as many beers as we can. We do have 18 taps, so we try to keep them all full, and they're all our own recipes.
I do have to say, 18 taps is pretty damn impressive. Now, if you could sum up your beer, or I guess your brewery, too, in one word, what would it be?
In one word? Cheers.
You know what? That's the best answer I've had all day. That's pretty good. Once again, this is Father Spoon coming to you from the Rivertown Poorhouse. And do you guys have a website?
It's myrivertown.com.
Check it out. Father Spoon, heading out. Okay, so we're right outside the Rivertown Poorhouse. We just got done talking to Dale. And I had the Perked Up Pale. And Sick Puppy, which one did you have?
I had the Shepherd's Crook Scottish Ale.
What'd you think?
It was incredible. It comes in at 5.1%. IBUs are kind of small, about 15. But it's a really good representation of a Scottish ale. It's perfect.
I do have to say, I'm not a big fan of most pale ales that are out there. But, dude, this one, this was pretty fucking good.
You can definitely tell it's a pale ale. It's got that pale ale bite to it, but it's very good.
I think it's delicious. You know what? It's probably one of the better pale ales I've had around here. And you know what? For favorite beer in Pittsburgh, I think Scott's got a little bit in the running with me because I'm a hop fan, and I still really like his big hop. But, you know, this one is pretty damn close to it. It is the first time I've had it, so it's...
Yeah, and there's a lot of really good local breweries here today, too, which kicks ass for us. We get to experience it all in one room. That's great.
All right, so we're heading up to the next place. We see Uni Brew across the room. They just put a big poster up, so we might have to... looks like they're giving out free shit, too, so we have to go check that one out. All right, Father Spoon and Sick Puppy, we are here with Mountain State Brewing. And your name is?
Jason Sear.
And what is it you do with the brewery?
I'm actually just a friend of the brewers, so I'm here representing them today.
Well, notice that with a lot of the breweries that we talk to, it's friends and family are involved with a lot of these places. I mean, it's with most of these businesses, you start it from the ground up, and people just love good beer.
Right.
So what better way to get workers than have friends and family join in, pay them beer?
Are you working for free?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's why he's donating.
Well, perfect.
It's a combination between that and the guy that's one of the head of volunteers, Mike LaValle. I'm not sure if you guys know him. But anyway, he's my wife's father, so my father-in-law. And he asked me to also come and bring this brewery.
So can you tell us a little bit about the brewery, when it was founded, how long it's been around?
Sure. About 2 years ago, they basically got their business license. These guys... really into beer, into Belgian style beers and IPA specifically. And from there, they just decided, hey, you know, both of them were chemistry majors in college and decided, hey, let's brew beer. This seems like a fun thing to do. So they were located in Thomas, West Virginia, which is kind of a ski resort town, hippie town, redneck town, you know, and it's in the mountains at about 3,500 feet. So it's pretty cool there. We actually got snow last week. But anyway, back to the beer.
Wait. Just so everybody knows right now, you're not supposed to have snow right now. This is only the middle of September, and these guys already have snow. I think that's fantastic already.
It melted off a day later, but you know.
But you still had it, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, so these guys got into brewing. They set up this small brewery initially. It's since grown, and they opened up a little pub that's only open 4 days a week, Thursday through Sunday. And that's really it. They brew four different beers, a stout, an IPA, an ale, and then an amber ale.
What would you say is the most popular beer out of the four?
I'd say for the locals, the IPA is probably the big favorite. But for folks that are coming out of town, say D.C. area, it's about a four-hour commute. A lot of people that own homes in the ski area. And anyway, they tend to enjoy some of the lighter beers. But then you got some people that really like the stout, so it's
I have to say that right now I'm a fan of the IPA. Sick Puppy here has had the stout.
I tell you what, I would road trip down to your brew pub just to get this stout again. It's incredible. It's very good.
Well, very cool. Do you guys have a website?
Yes, we do. It's www.mountainstatebrewing.com.
And a link for this will be available on shouldidrinkthat.com. All right, Jason, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks,
Jason. All right, we've got Father Spoon and Sick Puppy here. We are at the Voodoo Brewery booth from beautiful downtown Meadville, Pennsylvania. Being an Erie boy, I can say that. Beautiful downtown Meadville.
Good time.
All right, what's your name?
I'm Justin Dudek.
Justin, and what's your job at the brewery?
I am a brewer and potential head brewer here pretty soon.
Oh, very cool. Can you tell us a little bit about your brewery?
Well, we're brand new. We've had a lot of problems. We tried to be open about a year ago, but with licensing and stuff in PA, you guys probably know how it goes. So, but we're doing a lot of kind of different beers. Most of them are higher in alcohol, bigger beers, and really complex. We use way too much malt and way too many hops, but people seem to like it so far, so...
Basically, these guys are metal.
God knows Sick Puppy loves the high-alcohol beers, man.
All right, so what are the beers that you have with you today?
Right now we're pouring our Grand Met, which is a Belgian strong ale, like a golden strong, and we have our Four Seasons IPA.
Right, so, do you guys have growler hours, or how do you guys sell your beer right now?
Not yet. We don't really have any set hours right yet because, we're still getting everything going. We don't have a tasting room yet. We're just pouring right from the tanks. Basically, if you drive by and you see the door open, come in and we'll give you a sample. But eventually we'll have actual hours.
Very cool. And what's your website address?
It is voodoobrewery.com.
Check it out. I've been there a few times. Let me tell you, I've been waiting for this place to open. Once I found out that there was a brewery opening up in Meadville, I got excited.
I've been checking their website for a long time.
And let me tell you, this is one of our most anticipated beers in Western Pennsylvania.
Watch out for Four Sons in Titusville, too. We're going to be reopening that.
Oh, very cool. See, it's last we knew they were closed. They had shut down.
Name, but it'll be reopening.
See, there you go. Breaking news from Should I Drink That? All right, very cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother.
All right, we're good to go. Haven't even talked to the brewer yet, and Sick Puppy's already foaming over this beer.
What's that? He's
already foaming over this beer.
Yeah, this is incredible, man. This is the Stonemason Stout from Marzoni's Brew Pub, a local brew pub here in the Pittsburgh area. And go ahead and talk to the...
Okay. And your name is?
Randy.
Hi, Randy. And what do you do at Marzoni's?
I'm an associate manager there.
Oh, perfect. All right. For our listeners, can you give it like 1 or 2 minutes? Tell us about your brewery.
Brewery, we've been around for 4 years. The location in Allison Park that I'm working at just opened up about 11 weeks ago. We have 6 beers on tap all the time, 2 brewer specials. Right now we have a Czech Pilsner on and a Hefeweizen. In about a week we'll have a Oktoberfest coming up.
What would you say your most popular beer is?
The Avalanche IPA.
That's what I'm drinking right now, let me tell you.
Love it.
I haven't had a bad IPA, but I do have to say that your Avalanche probably ranks as one of the best IPAs I've had today.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
That's very delicious. Do you guys have a website?
Yes, we do. Marzoni's.com.
Check it out. Cool. Thank you very much. This is Father Spoon's Sick Puppy. We're coming to you from Sprague Farm Brewworks from beautiful Venango, Pennsylvania, just a short drive up 79 between Erie and Pittsburgh. And we are speaking with...
I'm Brian Sprague.
And your job at the brewery?
Yeah, I'm the brewer and whatever else comes along with that.
We have the man to talk to.
Yes.
All right, can you tell us a little bit about your brewery?
Well, we're in a 100-plus-year-old barn. We actually have kind of sort of renovated, not the entire thing. It still looks much like a barn, a lot like a barn when you come up, you'll see. But it's we try to incorporate the old and the new. Our brewing equipment is really basic. It's like home brewing on a bigger scale is all it is. It's we got the original equipment came from Weyerbacher, but it's very basic. It's all hand done. Believe me, you got to get in there when you mash in. You know, you're in there paddling. And there's a little sweat in every beer, but it gets boiled out. So
that's a special love in all the beer. That's a special ingredient there.
For sure. So anyways, it's a setup. And we have most of the brewing equipment is on the top floor where you would have brought the hay and stuff in for the cows. And the fermentation and packing equipment is in the bottom floor where the cows would have been, you know, making milk and all that good stuff. So
I have to ask, now that we know that it's basically it's on a farm, what made you decide to build a brewery on a farm?
You know, it's you look around and there's a lot of cool, really cool places, a lot of breweries that are in old warehouses and stuff. But it just made sense. We bought the place in 97. It's just a unique barn. I hate to see old barns falling apart. This barn was intact. And I just thought, well, you know, if I'm ever going to do this, you know, this is the place. I'm going to make it happen here.
And what is your website?
The website is, of course, the www thing, sleepingchainsaw.com. And go ahead.
Before we let you go, you got to talk about this fire truck that I'm standing right next to.
The pictures of this will be on the website. You have to see the fire truck. This is it. This is what drew our attention. As soon as we came in, a big-ass fire truck.
Well, this was an idea I had about a year ago. The town we live in, Venango, where the brewery is at, they retired this truck. And it sat there for sale for about a year and a half. And I mentioned it to my wife. I said, we should buy that. She's like, yeah, whatever. But
your wife said that before you did?
No, I said we should buy it. She said, whatever.
Ah, nice.
Once we got the brewery going, it just made sense. I started looking at it. It was in great condition. It was cheap. And I thought, we can put a tap system in that thing and go on the road, be mobile with it. You know, so that's how it got here.
That's very cool. And what are the beers that you have with you today?
We have Effin' beer.
Yeah.
That's our Dunkelweiss and dark wheat beer. Made with a Hefeweizen yeast. And then we have our Fighting Scotch Toberfest. It's Scotch ale, real malty and sweet for Edinburgh Fighting Scots. We have Rust Belt. It's our American Amber Ale. And, you know, living down here in Pittsburgh, you guys understand the Rust Belt. And we also have our... Lightning Rod, which is a Belgian-style ale. It actually has maple syrup and rock candy in it. So
we got to try that one. The line's been pretty long here, so we figured we jump in and get the interviews while we can.
We can hook you up here if you guys got your glasses. We can.
Oh, absolutely.
All right,
man. Pickle.
All right, well, I'll give you pickle.
I want that last one you just mentioned.
The Lightning Rod?
Yeah, Lightning Rod. This is going to be good. I'm excited to try this beer.
Semi-live beer tasting as we're recording. This is good.
Yeah, this is actually a first for us. We're actually going to be doing the reviews while we're talking to these guys. Oh, that smells great.
So, you guys can be able to view this on the monitor.
Oh, yes, sir.
We do video and audio both. Not your normal beer review podcast. We're trying to get the Bud guy and drinking beers like yours.
And the last thing they want to hear is all that snobbish bullshit. You know, I'm a beer snob myself. I homebrew too.
Yeah.
But there's a point where they cross the line. You know, when they snub people that, you know, don't have the same taste that they have, or when they overanalyze a beer.
Right.
I do that, but it's in the privacy of my own head.
And
I don't brag about it or have any beer ego trip.
Right.
And the last thing a bud guy wants to hear trying to get into better beers is that. Is, oh, it's got a fruity aroma, and I don't like it. Fuck that. It's either good or it's bad, or, you know.
I want to make beers that I want to drink myself.
Exactly.
You know, I hope other people
that's
like them,
point,
but, you
right
know.
There, yeah.
And if they don't, they're not exactly to the style, you know what? If I like them,
right.
I'll drink them, you know. What the hell?
Yeah, so basically our job is to kick the shit out of the guys that are trying to scare off everybody else.
All right.
Right.
Go for it.
We have that niche.
Yeah.
Pouring me here, man. A little black strap. Gas, yes, yeah, thank you, brother.
Oh my God, is that good?
We're getting this straight out of the cask here. This is pretty cool. This is the black strap. Sick Puppy's got the camera going. Oh, let me tell you, this is a thing of beauty right now. Oh.
Oh my God, is that good?
Look at that. Tent coming straight from the brewmaster himself. Thank you. All right, so here we go. We're going to try this. Get out of the way with everybody else here. Don't be afraid, everyone, step up. All right, so you ready for this? We got video, and now everyone can see the microphone that we use. There you go. Oh, that smells good, man. All right, ready?
Oh, you're gonna love the cascade.
Oh, sweet Jesus. This is liquid love right here.
Liquid
love.
I think I just ovulated.
You know what? You know what? I do have to say, I think... I think this one just beat the Big Hop.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. This is a cask ale. Cask ale beats all.
Oh, delicious. This probably won't make it, but it's fucking good.
That microphone is very phallic.
It's a very phallic microphone that we have here.
Lick my ball.
Oh, this is fun.
I'm a serious cask ale.
All right, say it again.
Look at, he's speechless, man.
Yeah, pretty much. I have the benefit of being able to sit down and think about what I'm going to write first. Because if I had to do this instantly, I'm like, sweet Jesus, this is good.
That's why the edit function is great on our shows, because we're speechless on half the beers we try.
I think that's the best way to explain this beer right now, because, sweet God, this is good.
I've had the black strap before, but never on cask. And
no, that's the first time.
It's incredible, man. Just incredible.
I should just stop drinking now, because nothing else is going to measure up. Not that I'm going to do that. Oh,
my God, that's good. We want to see you chug it.
No, I'm going to talk to you guys about that.
Do it.
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, that's beautiful.
The best aftertaste ever.
That is beautiful.
Awesome.
We're here with Mike Pound, the beer guy from Go Magazine. And we just made him chug the cask.
It's a shot,
but you know what?
Shot, chug.
You owned up. You did it. You manned up.
That's against the rules, though, right? Because this could be my Pittsburgh beer.
I'm thinking this is my Pittsburgh beer now. It was a tough call, but this one just blew everyone else out of the water.
Oh. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at... eye candy here is incredible, by the way. It's a buffet.
Yeah. that leaves us just about as speechless as the beer does right now. Black strap. Delicious. Like the guys at Dude Night would say, get some.
Get some. Here, go cheers.
Father Spoon, Sick Puppy, shouldidrinkthat.com here at the Steel City Big Pour. And we are here with Mike Pound, the beer guy. Go Magazine.
Ooh, Sick Puppy or Mike Pound?
Who's the beer guy?
You're both beer guys.
Yeah.
All right, so What's been your favorite beer here so far?
The Blackstrap Stout on cask at by East End. You should have seen the line over there when they were getting ready to tap it. They waited till about 1:30. I think Scott rang a bell or rang something. Yeah, I never actually heard anything, but there was a pretty big group waiting for it, and it was totally worth
it. In my head.
Is that what I was hearing? No, totally worth the wait. Awesome, awesome stuff.
All right, so tell our listeners a little bit about your article that you write.
I was talking to you guys a little bit about the show, and I'll admit, relatively new listener. But also, I've been looking for someone with some expertise about beer in Pittsburgh.
Hold your jokes right there. I know everyone's laughing right now, going, why did they pick these guys?
Mostly because I met you a couple weeks ago, and you seemed like you'd be willing. I know, but I was looking for someone to talk to about the state of beer in Pittsburgh. I've lived here for almost 15 years. And the last 4 or 5 years have just been awesome. New stuff, new breweries opening, new bottle shops opening. Right. It's just an incredible time to really appreciate good beer in Pittsburgh. So many different opportunities.
Do you homebrew yourself?
I don't.
You got to talk to Sick Puppy on November 3rd.
It's Teach a Friend a Homebrew 3rd. Day.
Oh, dude. I was awfully awful with chemistry and science and all that stuff.
If I can do it, anyone can do it.
It terrifies me.
It's like playing with a high school chemistry set, man. It's a blast.
I almost blew up my high school.
You are invited.
Okay.
There we go. It's on record now, brother.
We've got it on record.
So I talked to you guys. I wanted to talk to you guys about the state of beer in Pittsburgh. Also wanted to nail you down on the best beer in town. Do we talk about that now? Do we unveil it in the magazine?
Let's wait for the magazine to come out. When is the magazine going to come out? Because this show's probably going to be out later next week. It usually takes us a few days. So.
Okay. The magazine will be out in a couple weeks, roughly the first week of October. It's distributed all around Pittsburgh. Look for it in bars. Free entertainment tab. We'll have a prominent mention of SIDT, maybe even on the cover. I don't know. We're going to give it a shot.
We
could pose.
And porn shops everywhere in Pittsburgh.
You know what would make a good cover shot?
Bill Bondsman.
You know what would be a good cover shot of us is the one from, was it Bossa Nova?
Oh, yeah.
Giving the finger. That seems to be everyone's favorite picture so far from PodCamp Pittsburgh. So in general, what is Go Magazine about?
It's a monthly entertainment tab. Cover a wide range of stuff. We've got a staffer who goes out and interviews bars, or reviews bars. Usually not my kind of place. He's more of the club kind of guy.
Right. I'm with you there.
There's music reviews, movie reviews, different features, and once a month, a column about good beer you can find around here.
Awesome. So how'd you get started with Go Magazine?
I bugged the editors enough. I'd wanted to do something, and they were asking me to contribute, and some copy editor was passing by and said, why don't you write a monthly beer column? And I'm like, oh, sweet Jesus, this is my dream job.
Yeah, Zach, I'm kind of jealous, dude.
That was a little over a year and a half ago, and no one's told me to stop. So we've kept it going.
Of course, after our interview, he might get fired.
The editors are pretty relaxed.
Right.
They may not even read my stuff. I don't know. Well,
the beer guys never get any love.
Let them go.
if I try to get the name of your planned red ale in the story, my career may be over. I don't know. We're going to give it a shot, though.
For our listeners, my red ale coming up is the Vagina Blood Fart Red.
We'll see if my editors are paying attention. This will be the test.
This could very well be one of your most popular ever issues, especially once our listeners find out that this thing is going to be available.
Right.
We hope so. Always looking for new folks to read.
So if there is somebody, say, out in California that wants to get a hold of this, can they read it online?
They can read it online. GoBurg.com. And for the uninitiated, Burg is B-U-R-G-H.
That is my biggest pet peeve. It's when people don't put an H on Pittsburgh.
What drives me nuts when people from Pittsburgh pronounce it with two X's instead of T's. You know, Pittsburgh.
No, there's a K at the end, too. Pittsburgh.
With your warder.
Fucking yinzers.
But I digress.
Oh, that was great. Anything else?
I'm good.
Is there anything you want to pimp?
I'm thirsty. We've got an hour to drink.
We got an hour to drink. We're going to go do that. We've got a couple other breweries we got to check out here. Who's your favorite brewery so far?
It's nice to have like the Omegang and Unibrew here to have samples of those. If I'm looking local, boy, East End is impressive. I hadn't had Voodoo before. Like what they got.
Awesome.
There aren't any bad ones here.
Have you had the Sprig Brewery yet?
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. And they were completely new to me.
Very good people, too.
That's the big point. There's no bad beer here today.
Right.
Not that I've found.
If I see somebody walking around with a PBR, I'll punch him in the throat.
No, but we got a guy walking around with a camera who's just focusing on your ass.
Literally my ass?
Or your shirt. You're wearing your Arrogant Bastard shirt. See, I don't know. He's got a pretty fancy looking camera. It looks pretty important. Does he have the press pass thing? Yeah, who knows? All right, we're going to go drink beer. Father Spoon out here in the Smoker's Lounge, getting some reaction from the crowd here. Sir, if we could have your name, please.
Mark Saucier.
And what do you think of the Brewfest so far?
This is excellent. This is by far the best one that's been in this city. Real comfortable, real laid back, a lot of good food, great beers, just a great atmosphere. Good. This is nice.
What I like about this one a lot, too, is a lot of local breweries here. You don't really see it at a lot of Brewfests. Yeah. You know? It's a great, great Brewfest.
What's been your favorite beer so far?
Truthfully, I got it from the Trash, which is Three Rivers Homebrewers Association.
Tri-State Area Serious Homebrewers.
We have to explain that, because when you hear, I got it from the Trash, we don't want you to think that we're dumpster diving around.
Out of the dumpster.
No, there's an Omegang had their Three Philosophers here, which is excellent, of course. There's a lot of good beers, but, of course, we get a lot of them at a lot of the different places. But Trash had some tremendously well-done beers. They had a Baltic Porter that was really, really nice, and they had a barley wine that was really, really nice.
I got to try that.
Yeah,
barley wine is definitely not one of our favorite styles, but if you say it's good, we're definitely going to try it.
Yeah, definitely.
And, hell, we already paid for the ticket, so
right.
It's free anyways. I get the grade.
So tell the people what you do at Fatheads on the south side.
We do a beer tasting there. And basically just people come in, bring some beers in, try different beers from around the state. And it's at different times, but he allows people to come in, just try different beers and share it with your friends. So it's a nice opportunity for people that travel a lot, because a lot of beers we don't get in this state. So we can bring them in from other states, and it's just a nice chance to try stuff you don't normally get.
Where do the people in the Pittsburgh area go to find out about this?
That's Fathead Saloon. It's down in the south side. I think it's 1805. Right down there on the corner of 18th, right one door off the corner of 18th and East Carson.
You really can't miss it. There's a big fat head
on
it. And the name Fatheads is right there. You can also go to fatheads.com, which is linked off of shouldidrinkthat.com. Love supporting the local guys.
Of course.
What's your name?
Drew.
All right, Drew. What's your favorite thing about the Brewfest so far?
Well, I guess it's the fact that this is the first year. This is just the things that come here in Pittsburgh. It's kind of a really cool idea. The fact that we're all here on the early shift and that the night shift is still to come. You know, I couldn't get tickets for the night shift. I wish I could. I know. It was a total disaster. But, you know, the fact that everybody's here representing is awesome. Definitely awesome for Pittsburgh.
What's your favorite beer so far?
Name it. Yeah, totally name it.
There you go.
I like Voodoo. I like Lancaster. I like I've always been an Omegang fan. Definitely. I didn't check out Brewworks. John Harvard's surprised me. I was really surprised, yes.
Which one did you have over there?
I had the Beelzebub. Awesome beer. Awesome beer. Way to start off the entire fest. Very cool. Very cool. Very cool.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
All right, so we're here at the closing of the Steel City Big Pour. This is the 12 to 3 session that we were just here with. So everyone's slowly starting to walk out of the place. So, Sick Puppy, what'd you like about it today?
Oh, the crowd here has been great. A lot of friendly people. Everyone that's been serving the beers at all the breweries have been great. You know, real receptive to the fans and the beer fans and all that. A lot of great brewers here. And again, a lot of great people. I've had a blast. I don't know about you, Spoon.
Well, I definitely have to say for myself, there's a lot of surprises today for me. The Rivertown Poorhouse was excellent. I can't wait to try that one out. Scott's new beers that he had coming over from East End Brewery was very cool. Sprague Farm is now one of our new favorite places to go that we have to go to. The fire truck that we're standing next to right now is pretty fucking metal. It's literally
very fucking metal. I mean, to turn a goddamn fire truck into a tap system, man, that's just fucking brilliant. If I could afford a fire truck, I'd buy one.
And then also we had the Voodoo Brewery from Meadville, Pennsylvania, another kick-ass place, Western Pennsylvania place that we're going to have to check out here soon. Not too far up 79 for us to go visit. And we got to talk to Mike Pound from Go Magazine. We've been all over the place today. This has been a very good time. I have to say, this has probably been one of my most favorite beer fests I've ever been to.
Oh, hands down. This is my favorite brew fest I've ever been to in Pittsburgh. And one that surprised me, I didn't think it was going to be that good, was the Mountain State Brewing Company out of West Virginia. And they make a phenomenal, phenomenal amount of beers. Their Coal Miner's Daughter Imperial Stout was just incredible, man.
I also want to thank the people over at Marzoni's for making us drink delicious beer. They forced us to do that. A couple of the other places that were here today, we had Uni Brew is here, along with some local restaurants. There's Piper's Pub, there was Harris Grill, which even though it did burn down, they will be coming back. Victory Brewing was here, Trogues, Dogfish Head. We got a lot of the heavy hitters in the craft beer industry, and let me tell you, we had a good time drinking all of your beers. So, like, in closing, for shouldidrinkthat.com beer reviews, this is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Saying, even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to.
Damn straight. We out.
Bitches.